Living in an anxious world. Living in a fast-paced world where everything feels connected can be overwhelming. We've learned that what happens far away can impact us directly, especially after the shocking events of September 11, 2001. Since then, trust in traditional institutions like the government and military has waned. People are realizing they can't always rely on them for protection, especially when facing threats like terrorism or natural disasters worsened by technology. In response to this uncertainty, individuals are taking matters into their own hands. Instead of waiting for authorities to act, they're seeking help from unconventional sources like citizen diplomats or well-known figures like Bono or Bill Gates. This shift in reliance is fueled by widespread distrust of established powers, amplified by scandals and easily accessible globalization. Globalization describes the increasing interaction between people worldwide, breaking down old barriers. This interaction can lead to cultural conflicts, like the 2005 riots in Paris involving immigrant teenagers. However, it can also foster more cooperation, such as the fair trade movement's push for ethical globalization. Economic imbalances between regions like South America and Africa and the rest of the world are partly due to limited contact. Activists strive to keep these continents in the public eye to address these disparities. Nowadays, public awareness can lead to accountability for harmful actions, like when Russian President Vladimir Putin stopped natural gas flow to Ukraine. The internet and bloggers play a crucial role in exposing such issues, with the blogosphere providing a platform for citizens to challenge oppressive regimes. China and India. Keep your eyes peeled for the dynamic duo of China and India, as they gear up for explosive change. China's been on a population growth spree at 9% annually for 3 decades straight. And now, its economy is catching up, sparking crazy demand for everything from fancy gadgets to basic cell phones. Meanwhile, India's GDP is sprinting ahead at over 8% every year, but hold up. Even though both countries are flexing their economic muscles, they've got their own hurdles to clear. India is bumping heads with traditional values and facing a shortage of skilled workers. On the flip side, China is wrestling with pollution and an aging workforce. You can see the impact of these rising giants everywhere, from your plate to your screen. Think about it, more people munching on Chinese and Indian grub, and Bollywood flicks capturing audiences worldwide. Heck, even Western entertainment's getting a cultural makeover. Ever noticed how The Bachelor kinda resembles an arranged marriage scenario? Challenges facing Europe in the modern world. Europe has played a huge role in shaping our world, even though it's not the biggest or most populous continent. But now, after over 500 years of influence, its power is fading. Despite efforts like the European Union, Europe is still split by different languages and cultures. And the gap between rich and poor countries within the Union is pulling it apart. Some good things are happening, though. Eastern European countries joining the Union have brought fresh energy. And countries like England, Germany, and France keep the economy going, but even England's success is causing problems. Its economy is growing while others in the EU are stuck, creating tension. But the biggest threats come from extremism. Neo-Nazis are making a comeback in Germany, and other extremist groups are popping up. Animal rights activists and environmentalists also cause trouble, but nothing compared to the challenge of Islam. Conservative Muslims aren't blending in as easily as other religious groups, especially compared to more liberal Muslims in the past. And on top of all this, Europe's population is getting older. This puts a strain on the economy and could leave some countries almost empty. Europe has some tough times ahead, but with some work, it can overcome these challenges. America's current state. America finds itself divided. While other countries embrace entrepreneurship, many resent the United States. Religion both strengthens and divides, with evangelicals and megachurches growing, yet some churches accepting gay clergy and marriages. Practices like yoga and tai chi are more widespread, reflecting shifting cultural norms. Excessive focus on material wealth leads to debt, sparking a simplicity movement. Concerns over the environment grow as America's Hispanic population surpasses African Americans, reshaping the nation's identity. Recent crises reveal government inadequacies, prompting Americans to prioritize domestic matters. The changing face of reality. Reality isn't what it used to be. Once, only philosophers pondered what it really meant. But now, more and more people are questioning it. Things we thought were set in stone are starting to shift. Let's talk about gender. What it means to be male or female isn't as clear-cut anymore. Gay culture isn't just on the fringes, it's in the spotlight. And the lines between sexual orientation and identity, they're blurring. Just look at how transsexuals are gaining visibility, like in the movie Transamerica. But it's not just gender, the rules for both men and women are changing. Women are taking charge in business like never before, redefining leadership. And dads? Well, they're stepping up at home, taking care of the kids while mom's out working. And speaking of meeting people, forget the old-fashioned way. Online dating is the new norm. Marriage, it's not the only game in town anymore. Couples are making up their own rules, even when kids are in the picture. And race? It's still a big deal, but it's getting more complicated. People want to define themselves on their own terms, and with more mixing of ethnicities, things aren't as black and white. Take Hispanic Americans, for example. Many are ditching traditional labels and going with other on surveys. Changing trends in media and biology. Modern media, like reality TV and instructional shows, have reshaped the concept of fame, making it accessible to more people. Thanks to technology, entertainment trends now transcend generational boundaries, appealing to a wide audience. Similarly, advances in biological sciences, such as medical care and cosmetic procedures, allow individuals to alter their appearance and enhance their functions. This leads to younger generations seeking maturity sooner, while older ones maintain their vitality and engage in youthful behaviors, partly due to shifting social norms. Popular media, like Sex and the City, and literary genres such as chick lit, promote trends like older women dating younger men or casual relationships, influencing societal acceptance of such behaviors. These changes reflect a broader cultural shift towards embracing youthful attitudes and behaviors across all age groups. Changing face of personal identity. Personal identity is changing. It used to be seen as a stable core that stayed the same in different situations. Now, identities are becoming more fragmented, fluid, and complex. For example, consider the division of the U.S. into red states and blue states, or the conflict between Hindu India versus Muslim Pakistan. These divisions show how identities can combine various elements like location, religion, and values into distinct, but possibly temporary, groups that might change over time. Another aspect of this shift is the risk of identity theft, which highlights the darker side of the internet's promise of self-reinvention. Online, there are no clear boundaries, and young people are often encouraged to change their usernames and identities in different online spaces. Changing families and homes. The typical family image we grew up with is getting a makeover. Nowadays, more moms are raising kids without dads in the picture. But for the dads who stick around, they're stepping up and taking on bigger roles. Some even push for time off work to be with their kids. Marriage isn't the only game in town anymore. People are choosing all sorts of relationships. Friends are becoming like family, and some are even blurring the lines between friendship and romance. Living arrangements are changing too, whether it's with friends, parents, or flying solo. Love doesn't discriminate, and neither do families. Same-sex couples are tying the knot or celebrating their unions in other ways. And when it comes to having kids, there are more options than ever. From sperm donations to treating pets like they're part of the family. Our homes aren't just places to crash anymore. With the world feeling a bit uncertain, we're turning inward. Renovations and decorating are all the rage. Plus, more of us are getting into entertaining and cooking up a storm in our fancy kitchens. Thanks to technology, we can work from just about anywhere, including home sweet home. And with gas prices soaring and traffic getting worse, more of us are ditching the commute. But buying a home isn't as easy as it used to be, so many of us end up renting longer. Some even have to lean on mom and dad for a little financial help along the way. Changing work and spending trends. With the ability to work from anywhere, work seeps into all parts of life, making it hard to escape emails or calls. As a result, more people are choosing to disconnect and create quiet time for reflection. On the flip side, employees are increasingly handling personal tasks during work hours. As more people become free agents without fixed work locations, they blend work and personal life, often in third places like coffee shops or co-working spaces. Offices are evolving to be eco-friendly and conducive to interaction, innovation, and retaining employees. In uncertain times, people tend to seek instant gratification, thinking, why wait or save if tomorrow is uncertain? However, what people buy is also changing. Mere consumption isn't enough. Shoppers now seek meaningful experiences that shape their identities. There's a growing market for customized and ethically produced goods. People are willing to spend more on high-quality or unique food and are even paying to learn cooking skills for the satisfaction it brings. Future entertainment will likely favor options that span multiple media platforms and allow for interactivity or user-generated content, like video games and YouTube videos. The significance of brands. Brands play a crucial role in today's world, shaping how people connect in a consumer society. The concept of brands has evolved significantly. In the past, brands were mainly associated with logos, jingles, and advertising. Now, branding extends beyond business. It's used by politicians, workers, and individuals seeking personal identity. Branding is unique because it involves buying and selling, which is not traditionally part of personal identity, like religion. As brands have become more widespread, their business functions have grown more complex. Online brands like Google have achieved a level of regular use that older brands could only dream of. However, brand loyalty has weakened. To address this, companies are investing heavily in branding, leading to brand inflation. The internet allows consumers to access independent information, reducing the need for brand loyalty. The main economic opportunity now lies in capturing the attention of consumers who buy intensely but without loyalty, brand sluts. Key points. 1. Trust shifts from traditional institutions as individuals seek unconventional solutions. 2. Globalization sparks both cooperation and conflict, highlighting economic disparities and public demand for action. 3. Chindia rises as economic powerhouses, facing challenges like population growth and environmental issues. 4. Europe faces fading influence, economic disparities, and rising extremism. 5. America grapples with cultural shifts, religious dynamics, and government efficacy concerns. 6. Evolving norms redefine personal identity, relationships, and family structures. 7. Work dynamics blur boundaries, while consumer trends favor experiences over materialism.